Hello, and welcome to another episode of Banking on Information. Today, my guest is Faraz Rana, who is the founder and CEO of Affinity. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Now, we always start with that very important question. Why do you do what you do?
Yeah, it's a great question. I had started my journey to Affinity about a decade ago. I was an early employee, part of the founding team of a fintech company when it was about four people. Fast forward to about six, 7 years later, it was a 250-person company. And so what I kind of saw in that journey of building a company from the ground up was that with all the talk we have about companies being tech companies and fintech companies, ultimately every organization is made up of people, and people are what build products and people are what run companies. And I don't think that's going to get replaced anytime soon, even with AI. And so if people run companies and people run regulated companies like banks and fintechs, those people are the people who often cause mistakes that cause compliance issues. And so for me, compliance has always been a human problem. It's how do you fix human error? So after we scaled that company up to 250 people, we eventually got acquired, but that problem stayed with me. And I started Affinity with my co-founder really to try to solve that problem is how do you fix human error within regulated organizations where compliance is so top of mind. And, you know, for me, compliance is, you know, you often hear compliance as being a big deal because you're worried about the regulatory fine or you're worried about that headline. And for me, that's not the real cost. The real cost of non-compliance is what I like to call death by a thousand cuts. It's a small mistake, small problems that eventually eat up a company. And it's the hours wasted trying to fix those problems. If you deal on the front line with customers, it's having to resend out disclosures. It's having to go through call logs and catch the mistakes. Oftentimes for founders who are building companies, it's building a company on a weak foundation of compliance. And then eventually when you scale up, you often inevitably have some kind of big blow up at the end. So it's the death by a thousand cuts. And how do you solve that problem? So my company today, Affinity, is trying to solve that problem by building tech forward tools that help employers train their employees compliance matters. And so the traditional way you've done it is a way that we all know doesn't work. It's the once a year training video that everybody hates watching. Everybody hates compliance training because it doesn't work. It's a generic video. You watch it once a year when it's not relevant to your work and it's not relevant to you in your department and your learner role. And so what we realize is that there's now going to be some of the new AI tools to customize and embed learning and training management within the day-to-day lives of employees. Back to my example of my prior company, as it grew from four to 250 people, if someone had a compliance officer sitting over their shoulder every day and asking them, like, if you have questions, like, I'm here to answer them, what would that world look like? We were great. We didn't have that many compliance issues, but I think it would have made our organization a lot more efficient as well. And I imagine this is a problem that every single company has.
So you like the human element in the company, but you also realize that humans inherently are flawed and will make mistakes, even if they're small ones. But it feels like you're passionate about helping the humans actually do better and catch those mistakes and not just help do compliance for compliance reasons, but just make everyone better in the organization.
That's right. Yeah, I'm a big believer that compliance issues are not the result of some secret backdoor meeting happening where people are conspiring to do the non-compliant thing. You know, it's well-meaning but uninformed employees who want to do a good job. And the amazing thing I think about most humans who work in an organization is they want to do a good job. They want to do the right thing. They want to be good employees and they want to have their organization succeed. Oftentimes, though, the tools just are not available to them. And, you know, especially when it comes to compliance, which is, you know, admittedly, as a former compliance officer, I will tell you, like, it's not a fun topic to engage employees with because it's often not relevant to their role. And so how do you tell an engineer that they should know about what's written in the compliance policy unless you can make it relevant and specific to their role. And here's where I think the secret formula is. If you can make something relevant to a person's job and their function, they will pay attention because they want to be good at their jobs, right? They want to succeed at their jobs. And so how do you fit compliance into a person's job function? So that's what we try to do. And, you know, I think the best way to really do that is to make customizable tools which are, you know, customized down to the, even down to the department and the employee level.
So you want to get the best out of people. I think that's a great passion. That's clear that you have that, but you also don't want to make it like that boring presentation that you mentioned that people have to sit through and have to muscle through. You actually want to make it really relevant so that they understand why a compliance training is important, which brings us to what use case do you solve for us?
We're a compliance training and learning management platform. We think of ourselves as a broader risk management platform solving for that first line of defense compliance problem. In compliance, the first line of defense are your rank and file employees. So you typically have three lines of defense to solve compliance issues. The first line is your rank and file. Your second line is your compliance team. Your third line is kind of your auditors. So we're solving that first line of defense compliance problem. So our company today is a platform that allows a company to track, report on a compliance education within their organization, allows them to build training content that's customizable. And then very, very soon, we're coming out with a new product, which I'm excited to partly announce here. I won't give the full announcement because that's coming in a couple of weeks. And I want people to be excited when it does actually show up. But we are coming out with a new AI tool that will act as a virtual compliance officer. So imagine back to my earlier example, if there was a virtual compliance officer that's sitting next to every single employee without being annoying, right? Without being the person who's like annoying, but there to answer questions when questions come up. We're building a virtual AI tool that will be trained on a company's own compliance information. So their own policies, their own procedures, their own compliance information, their own company information, and act as a virtual compliance officer for every single employee at the organization.
That sounds really relevant and helpful. Not like I'm being forced to do training, but being helpful and being relevant and say, hey, this actually makes sense to my job specifically, what I'm doing. Now, what are your customers telling you when they use the platform? How do they say they're getting value out of it? And how do they say it's different from what they've been doing before?
Without sounding immodest, I mean, they love the product because it is an area that has been ignored for decades and decades. It's often been the check the box solution that people just have to do and they pay for it. And so people built tools that they haven't updated in years, if not decades. And so when they see a tool like ours that's modern, it's slick, it's constantly being updated, new features are being added, they like it. Quite frankly, for them, it's like night and day. Where we really begin to add value is what you just alluded to, is the idea that you can now have education and training embedded within the existing workflows of employees. So no longer just that thing that they have to come to, but the training is coming to them. The learning management is coming to them. And that's where I think it becomes a game changer for, especially for a lot of companies who are increasingly remote now, where employees are sitting in silos and sitting in front of their laptop instead of at the office like we used to. And, you know, this virtual tool acts as your virtual friend, your compliance friend.
I never thought I would hear those words. We love compliance, but it sounds like with your platform, it can actually happen. So that is great. Now, I like to do this thing called futures thinking, which is we don't know what the future is going to bring us, but we can think about a possible future. So let's envision 10 years out, 2035. What do you think banking and compliance, what does that look like in 2035?
Yeah, my theory is that every bank becomes a fintech company. That's my theory. And I think if you define fintech, right, it's a word that has a lot of intrigue and mystery to it. And people often ask, what is fintech? What does it really mean? I mean, my own definition is fintech is using technology to make existing financial products we already know of faster and better. That's all it is, right? There's nothing really that magical about it. It's making a loan faster and better using technology. Sending money to someone, 10 years ago, you had to log into your bank website and send someone an ACH and they might get it a week later. Now I can send you a Venmo and you'll get it, you know, within seconds. So fintech is building the technology first and then adding on the fin part. I think eventually every bank becomes a fintech because they add the technology layer on top. And I think that's just inevitable, either because fintechs kind of take up more of the market or because banks just adopt technology. And so when banks become fintechs and every financial institution in the world becomes a fintech, well, now you need more compliance tech around it. And so the world I see in 2035 is, you know, very much a tech-driven financial services world where you don't have the clunky websites anymore. You don't have the clunky UI. You maybe even don't have brick and mortar offices, banks. And so now, you know, if you think of every regulated company like a bank having a compliance need, now you need compliance tech around it. And that compliance tech is integrated into the other tech stack of the company. So that's where I think the companies who, you know, are building these tech tools today around compliance are, you know, they're going to see, they're certainly seeing success in the kind of quote unquote traditional fintech world. But I think, you know, the banks who then become fintechs become a market for them as well.
So everyone will be a fintech, will be much more technically savvy. Everything will happen through technology. Now, if that future becomes reality, what do people need to do today to get ready for that future?
Wait and enjoy it when it comes up. No, but I do think financial services is a world that is resistant to change. I think we see that even in our world, selling to the traditional regional banks and credit unions. And even though we mostly sell to fintechs today, like that's a market we're moving into. You know, I think we do have some time, so it's not happening tomorrow. But I think the people who are resistant to the technology changes that are coming, especially AI, right? I think are the people who will be, you know, analogous to in 2005 operating a business without a website, right? Yeah, I think you're gonna be at a competitive disadvantage if you don't adopt what is gonna be kind of the basis of every single company.
So you got to get ready for that, where everyone's a fintech world, by also making sure that you have compliance that is ready and more adapted to what everyone's doing. So maybe Affinity can help in that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Affinity is, you know, we're in the early innings of what we're doing right now. We've got a long way to go, but we are a tech forward organization. We definitely see AI as a way to change how every regulated company engages with its employees. So we're definitely going to be a part of the puzzle. We're cognizant that there are a lot of people building great things and we're going to be working alongside of them. But yes, it'll be an important part of the puzzle. I think if you are in financial services and how you get kind of ready for that tech world, you know, we do see the resistance to kind of change dwindling now. Where a year ago, if we talked to people about AI, people are like, oh, don't, no, that's horrible. Don't mention right. AI. We have nothing to do with it.
Yep.
Now, you know, it's only been six months to a year where people are like intrigued. They're asking questions like, what do you offer here? You know, can we learn more? And so I think that's a great way to kind of go about it is be curious. It's like the, you know, setting up a website in the late 90s, like it sounds scary, but eventually everyone's going to be doing it. So you might as well learn it while it's still new.
That's probably a great point to wrap it up. I'm sure you are going to make everyone love compliance solutions. By 2035, everyone's going to love their compliance solution. And we'll see how that plays out. But thank you very much for being on the podcast for us.
Thank you so much. It was great to be here.
And until next time, choose to be curious.